time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City. Your everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, a high near 90, partly cloudy tonight, low around 71. I'm Darren Caudill reporting. Flood warnings continue for the Little Wabash River at Clay City and Carmi, where the river is above flood stage at both locations. Little Wabash River at Carmi is forecast to crest this Thursday at 31.1 feet, more than 4 feet above the 27-foot flood stage. The latest weather forecast, as we said, indicates rain chances continuing in the area the next few days, with some drier and cooler weather expected around the middle of the week. Here's the latest on the area river stages as of this morning. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 28.61 feet, flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 22.13 feet, flood stage is 18 feet. At Carmi, the river's at 29.24 feet, flood stage is 27 feet. Spill of Fork at Wayne City at 9.04 feet, flood stage is 15 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel at 7.4 feet, flood stage is 19 feet. More news after this break.
What's Going On is brought to you by Wayne White County's Electric Cooperative in Fairfield. To remind you that hybrid water heaters are the most energy-efficient way to maintain hot water for your home. If you're a Wayne White Electric customer and you purchased a hybrid electric water heater, you can get a $500 incentive rebate check from Wayne White. Learn more about this rebate online at WayneWhiteCoop.com. Here's what's going on. Sign up for the Pack for Success School Supply Program will begin on Wednesday, July the 20th for grade school students in Wayne County. Families needing help with obtaining school supplies for Wayne County area students should call the Wayne County Wadi office at 842-2962 between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday to register. Distribution will be on August the 8th. Pack for Success is a joint effort of Wadi and the TNT Sunday School class at Cornerstone Community Church.
The latest numbers from the Illinois Department of Public Health shows that as of this morning, 3,594,415 cases of the coronavirus have been recorded in the state and 34,416 total deaths. According to information on the IDPH website, Wayne and surrounding counties are at the median community level for COVID-19. Wabash and Marion counties are at the high community level for COVID-19. At the high community level, it's recommended that people use masks indoors regardless of their vaccination status. Reports from the area indicated that Wayne County has had 71 new cases of the virus within the past week and 2 hospitalizations, while Marion County has had 102 new cases and 6 hospitalizations. Clay County has had 63 new cases and 1 hospitalization, and Jefferson County has had 118 new cases and 3 hospitalizations. The U.S. Postal Service has announced it's accepting applications for the positions of Rural Carrier Associate and City Carrier Associate at the Fairfield and Albion post offices. The applications are being accepted now through August 10th. The starting pay for the Rural Carrier Associate position is $19.06 per hour, and for the City Carrier Associate, $18.92 per hour. Those interested in applying can go to www.usps.com/careers. The Postal Service says non-career employees who wish to apply must use their existing external e-career profile or create a new external profile, apply, and follow the instructions for testing or attaching previous test scores. Postal Service says it will communicate with people that apply online by email concerning their application status. A central Illinois daycare worker has developed monkeypox, but it has not spread to others at the center, public health officials said Friday. An Associated Press report said the worker at the unidentified daycare in the village of Rantoul was in isolation and doing well, officials said. Screening of children, other workers, and their close contacts was underway. Julie Pride, director of the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District, said, quote, "We hope there are no kid cases, but for all we know, the employee could have gotten it from a kid," unquote. The Rantoul case is Illinois' first monkeypox case linked to daycare, Illinois Department of Public Health spokeswoman Lori Sanders said. The monkeypox virus is spread through prolonged skin-to-skin contact. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District learned of the case this past Thursday. It's the third monkeypox case thus far in Champaign County. Medicaid reimbursement rates for abortion service providers are going up next month. Kim Howard has more.
Governor J.B. Pritzker says Illinois will remain a sanctuary for women to make their own reproductive choices, and that providers need more support to handle the influx of patients.
So starting September 1st, we are increasing Medicaid reimbursement rates for abortion services by 20% to help them cover the costs of providing these vital healthcare services.
Illinois is one of only 16 states that allows Medicaid coverage of abortions. The governor is also announcing an additional $2 million for family planning services. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church will be hosting a blood drive this Tuesday from 1 to 6 p.m. in the Link Gymnasium located on the east side of the church. You can visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment and enter code BLUEPOINT to make an appointment online. For questions, you can contact Connie McGrew at 618-839-1981 or Pastor Ernie Lewis at 618-838-6708. The church is located 8 miles south of Flora or 2 miles north of the 161 extension on the Blue Mound Road. Today is the final day of the Johnsonville Day celebration. Activities set for today include the church service starting at 10:30 a.m. and the Sisney FFA program with preaching by Kyle Sessions and the serving of a chicken dinner that starts at 12 noon today. A boil order has been issued for residents in the city of Fairfield. The city of Fairfield's water department has issued a boil order for the following areas in the north part of town. Residents on the south side of York Drive, Lakeview Drive, Shoreway Drive, and Florence to 7th Street. Residents in these areas need to boil any water to be used for human consumption. The boil order will be in effect until further notice. That's the news. We'll check area deaths next.
The Big Deal Store has a great deal on Bopple's Home Furnishing Certificates. Pick one up and get a great value on top quality furniture at Bopple's Home Furnishing in McLeansboro on the south side of the square.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 75-year-old Nancy Louise Epperson died on August 5th. Surviving are her husband of 55 years, John Stephen Epperson, two sons, Mark Stephen Epperson and Justin William Epperson, both of McLeansboro, three grandchildren, a sister, Brenda Wara, and a brother, Bruce Williams. Graveside funeral services for Nancy Louise Epperson will be at 1 p.m. Monday at the IOS Cemetery in McLeansboro. Those attending are asked to go directly to the cemetery. The Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. 84-year-old Xenia resident Myrtle Irene Beard died Tuesday afternoon, August 2nd. A funeral ceremony will be held at 11 a.m. Monday at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Chadden Cemetery in Xenia. Visitation will be from 6 until 8 this evening at the funeral home. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at wfiwradio.com. I'm Darren Fogle reporting.
See, I didn't realize you liked me that way, Beal. Because it's one thing to receive McDonald's, but an entirely other thing to know that they woke up early to face the world and bring me a McDonald's breakfast still hot in the bath.
Appreciate you.
There's a deal for every act of service at McDonald's. Right now, mix and match a sausage McMuffin with egg or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. Get any two for just $5. Present this fish may vary single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Here's your sports update. Major League Baseball yesterday. The St. Louis Cardinals defeated the New York Yankees 1-0. The Chicago Cubs shut out Miami 4-0. It was Texas over the Chicago White Sox 8-0. Game one of a doubleheader, the New York Mets over Atlanta 8-5. The Mets won the second game 6-2. Seattle over the LA Angels 2-1. Baltimore over Pittsburgh 6-3. Cleveland over Houston 4-1. Philadelphia beat Washington 11-5. Detroit over Tampa Bay 9-1. San Francisco beat Oakland 7-3. Kansas City over Boston 5-4. Minnesota beat Toronto 7-3. Cincinnati over Milwaukee 7-5, putting the Cardinals in first place in the National League Central Division. Colorado over Arizona 3-2. The Dodgers beat San Diego 8-3, and the LA Angels over Seattle 7-1. In the WNBA, in overtime, Dallas beat Indiana 95-91, Phoenix over New York 76-62. NASCAR racing Saturday, the Xfinity race at Michigan, Ty Gibbs the winner, Justin Allgaier was second, and Noah Gragson in third. Cup Series races at Michigan today at 2 p.m. that can be seen on the USA Network. Bubba Wallace is on the pole. WNBA scheduled today has Connecticut at Chicago, Los Angeles at Washington, Las Vegas at Seattle, and Atlanta at Minnesota. St. Louis Cardinals wrap up their series with the Yankees today at Busch Stadium. The game can be heard on WOKZ 105.9. Coverage beginning at 12:20 this afternoon. The Cubs host Miami today, and the White Sox are at Texas. The rest of the schedule has Houston at Cleveland, Pittsburgh at Baltimore, Washington at Philadelphia, Tampa Bay at Detroit, Boston at Kansas City, Cincinnati is at Milwaukee, Toronto at Minnesota, San Francisco at Oakland, the LA Angels at Seattle, Atlanta at the New York Mets, Colorado at Arizona, and the late game tonight, San Diego at the Dodgers. That's your sports update.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and it happened to be the biggest crowd in Busch Stadium 3 history, 48,581. And they saw the Cardinals score a run with two outs in the first inning on a Paul Goldschmidt double and a Nolan Arenado base hit. Ricky, did you think that would stand up?
I sure didn't, but I also wasn't sure the Cardinals would be able to come back in the first game of the series. They won that game, John, with just five hits, and they won last night with just five hits, but it was because the Cardinals pitching was so good, they allowed only two Yankee hits as Jordan Montgomery in his first game as a Cardinal picked up the win as a starter. He went five, Gallegos to save, but really just a terrific night for the Cardinals pitching and really a great crowd, terrific ball game.
In the 1-0 victory, Montgomery went five innings. Jordan Hicks didn't allow a hit over an inning and a third. Cabrera, no hits over an inning and two-thirds. And Gallego struck out two in a 1-2-3 ninth inning. The Cardinals go for the sweep behind Adam Wainwright against Frankie Montas. We're on the air today at 12:20.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Area weather, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise mostly sunny, a high near 90, partly cloudy tonight, a low around 71, mostly sunny Monday, a 30% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, a high of 90, Tuesday, an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 82, mostly sunny Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, a high of 83, Sunny skies expected Thursday and Friday. Highs near 84 Thursday and 79 for a high on Friday. Preston Fairfield temperature is 73.